Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Margot. This is Friday, April 14th, 2017, and this is Easter weekend, so this is Good Friday. And the show I'm going to bring to you today, I may have to break it up into a couple of parts, but I'm going to bring to you a book. It's called The Essene Book of Revelation. And I did a series on the Essenes last fall where I read the Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 1, and I read all of that in 8 parts, and then I got on to other stuff. But this is the Essene Book of Revelation. It's the Essenes version of the Book of Revelation, and I think it's very appropriate for the times that we're in. It's so chaotic. We're on the brink of war everywhere. Things are not looking good for the earth and for humanity. And I think this reading is very appropriate for what's going on now. And just a little recap on who the Essenes were. They lived, they were at their height about 100 years or so before the birth of Jesus. And some people think that Jesus and John the Baptist were part of the Essene community. And then the Essenes were actually killed off by the Roman soldiers within 100 years after Jesus died. And some people think that they were the actual first Christians. But it has been found that they were peaceful and non-warring. They lived in communities, usually in caves outside of major cities. They were vegetarian. Women and men were equal in status. They believed in reincarnation. They believed that people could communicate directly with God in the angelic realm. They believed in one God. They did not participate in any blood sacrifices for offerings. They were keepers of ancient texts and knowledge. They were scribes, healers, doctors, and teachers. They were agrarian and grew vegetables in a desert climate, and they lived lives of virtue. They lived a very austere, ascetic lifestyle. They did have factions in their communities where marriage was allowed, and they did have children. But a lot of these things were actually monastic. So that's a little background of what I found on these things. And a lot of their teachings were found in the Dead Sea Scrolls in 1947 and then have been translated. And this Essene Book of Revelation was translated by E.B. Edward Bordeaux Seke, and his last name is spelled S-Z-E-K-E-L-Y. So let's just get started. And I'll read as much as I can, and I may have to break this up into parts, but I will end up reading the whole thing once I get done. The Essene Book of Revelation. Behold, the angel of the air shall bring him and every eye shall see him, and the brotherhood, all the vast brotherhood of the earth, shall raise their voice as one and sing because of him. Amen. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, what is, what was, and what is to come. And the voice spoke, and I turned to see the voice that spoke to me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candles. And in the midst of their blazing light, I saw someone like a son of man, clothed in white, white as the snow. And his voice filled the air with the sound of rushing water, and in his hands were seven stars. And when he spoke, his face was streaming light, blazing and golden like a thousand suns. And he said, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. Write the things that you have seen, and the things that are, and the things that will come after. The mystery of the seven stars which fill my hands, and the seven golden candles blazing with eternal light. The seven stars are the angels of the Heavenly Father, and the seven stars are the angels of the Earthly Mother, and the spirit of man is the flame that streams between the starlight and the glowing candle, a bridge of holy light between heaven and earth." These things said he who held the seven stars in his hands, who walked within the flames of the seven golden candles. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said. To him that overcomes, I will allow to eat from the tree of life that stands in the midst of the shining paradise of God. And then I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and a voice which sounded from all sides like a trumpet spoke to me, "Come up here, and I will show you the things which must be hereafter." And immediately I was there in spirit, at the threshold of the open door. And I entered through the open door into a sea of blazing light, and in the midst of the blinding ocean of radiance was a throne, and on the throne sat one whose face was hidden. And there was a rainbow around about the throne, which looked like emerald, and round about the throne were 13 seats. And upon the seats I saw 13 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and their faces were hidden by swirling clouds of light. And seven lamps of fire burned before the throne, the fire of the Earthly Mother. And seven stars of heaven shone before the throne, the fire of the Heavenly Father. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and reflected within it were all the mountains and valleys of the earth, and all the creatures abiding therein. And the 13 elders bowed down before the splendor of him who sat upon the throne, whose face was hidden, and rivers of light streamed from their hands one to the other. And they cried, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things." And then I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I wept, because the book could not be opened, nor was I able to read what there was written. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep not, reach out your hand and take the book." And I reached out my hand and touched the book, and behold, the cover lifted, and my hands touched the golden pages, and my eyes beheld the mystery of the seven seals. And behold, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands, saying with a loud voice, "All glory and wisdom and strength and power forever and ever to him who shall reveal the mystery of mysteries." And I saw the swirling clouds of golden light stretching like a fiery bridge between my hands and the hands of the 13 elders and the feet of him who sat on the throne, whose face was hidden. And I opened the first seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of the air, and between her lips flowed the breath of life. And she knelt over the earth and gave to man the winds of wisdom, and man breathed in, and when he breathed out, the sky darkened, and the sweet air became fetid, and clouds of evil smoke hung low over all the earth, and I turned my face away in shame. And I opened the second seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of the water, and between her lips flowed the water of life, and she knelt over the earth and gave to man an ocean of love, and man entered the clear and shining waters. And when he touched the water, the clear streams darkened, and the crystal waters became thick with slime, and the fish lay gasping in the foul blackness, and all the creatures died of thirst, and I turned my face away in shame. And I opened the third seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of the sun, and between her lips flowed the light of life, and she knelt over the earth and gave to man the fires of power. And the strength of the sun entered the heart of man, and he took the power and made with it a false sun, and he spread the fires of destruction, burning the forests, laying waste the green valleys, leaving only charred bones of his brothers, and I turned away in shame. And I opened the fourth seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of joy, and between her lips flowed the music of life, as she knelt over the earth and gave to man the sun of peace, song of peace, and peace and joy like music flowed through the soul of man, but he heard only the harsh discord of sadness and discontent, and he lifted up his sword and cut off the heads of the singers, and I turned my face away in shame. And I opened the fifth seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of life, and between her lips flowed the holy alliance between God and man, and she knelt over the earth and gave to man the gift of creation. And man created a sickle of iron in the shape of a serpent, and the harvest he reaped was of hunger and death, and I turned my face away in shame. And I opened the sixth seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of the earth, and between her lips flowed the river of eternal life. And she knelt over the earth and gave to man the secret of eternity, and told him to open his eyes and behold the mysterious tree of life in the endless sea. But man lifted up his hand and put out his own eyes and said, "There is no eternity." And I turned my face away in shame. And I opened the seventh seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of the earthly mother. And she brought with her a message of blazing light from the throne of the heavenly Father. And this message was for the ears of man alone. He who walks between the earth and heaven, and into the ear of man was whispered the message, and he did not hear. But I did not turn away my face in shame. Lo, I reached out my hand to the wings of the angel, and I turned my voice to heaven, saying, "Tell me the message, for I would eat of the fruit of the tree of life that grows in the sea of eternity." And the angel looked upon me with great sadness, and there was silence in heaven. And then I heard a voice, which was like the voice that sounded like a trumpet, saying, "O man, would you look upon the evil you have done when you turned your face away from the throne of God, when you did not make use of the gifts of the seven angels of the earthly mother and the seven angels of the heavenly Father?" And a terrible pain seized me as I felt within me the souls of all those who had blinded themselves so as to see only their own desires of the flesh. And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets, and another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given to him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the angels upon the golden altar that was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it onto the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and earthquakes. And the seven angels that had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the green forests and trees were burnt up, and all the green grass shriveled to cinders. The second angel sounded, and a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and a blood rose from the earth as a vapor. And the fourth angel sounded, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became as black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the fifth angel sounded, and the stars of heaven fell onto the earth like figs from fig tree, shaken by a mighty wind. And the sixth angel sounded, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And over the whole earth there was not one tree, not one flower, nor one blade of grass. And I stood on the earth, and my feet sank into the soil, soft and thick with blood, stretching as far as the eye could see, and all over the earth was silence. And the seventh angel sounded, and I saw a mighty being come down from heaven, clothed with the cloud, and a rainbow on his head, and his face was if it were the sun, and his feet were pillars of light, and he had in his hand a book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth. And he cried with a loud voice, which was wondrous to hear, O man, would you have this vision come to pass? And I answered, You know I would do anything so that these terrible things might not come to pass. And he spoke, Man has created these powers of destruction. He has made them from his own mind. He has turned his face away from the angels of the Heavenly Father and the earthly mother, and he has fashioned his own destruction. And I spoke, Then is there no hope, bright angel? And a blazing light streamed like a river from his hands as he answered, There is always hope, O thou for whom heaven and earth were created. And then the angel, who stood upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things that are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be revealed to those who have eaten from the tree of life, which stands forever in the eternal sea. And the voice spoke again, saying, Go, take the book that is in the hand of the angel who stands upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went to the angel and said to him, Give me the book, for I would eat from the tree of life, which stands in the middle of the eternal sea. And the angel gave to me the book, and I opened the book, and I read therein what had always been, what was now, and what would come to pass. I saw the Holocaust that would engulf the earth, and the great destruction that would drown all her people in oceans of blood. And I saw, too, the eternity of man and the endless forgiveness of the Almighty. The souls of men were as blank pages in the book, always ready for a new song to be there inscribed. As I lifted up my face to the seven angels of the earthly mother and the seven angels of the heavenly father, I felt my feet touching the holy brow of the earthly mother, and my fingers touching the holy feet of the Heavenly Father, and I uttered a hymn of thanksgiving. I thank Thee, Heavenly Father, because Thou hast put me at a source of running streams, at a living spring in a land of drought, watering an eternal garden of wonders, the tree of life, mystery of mysteries, growing everlasting branches for eternal planting, to sink their roots into the stream of life from an eternal source. And Thou, Heavenly Father, protect their fruits with the angels of day and night, and with flames of eternal light lighting every way. But again the voice spoke, and again my eyes were drawn away from the splendors of the realm of light. Heed thou, O man, you may walk on the right path and walk in the presence of the angels, and you may sing of the earthly mother by day and of the heavenly father by night. And through your being coursed the golden stream of the law. But would you leave your brothers to plunge through the gaping chasm of blood as the pain-racked earth shudders and groans under her chains of stone? Can you drink from the cup of eternal life while your brothers die of thirst? and my heart was heavy with compassion. And I looked, and lo, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 7 stars. And I knew she was the source of running streams and the mother of the forests. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, and from his nostrils wafted foul and loathsome air. And where he rose from the sea, the clear waters turned to slime, and his body was covered with black and steaming stone. And the woman clothed with the sun reached out her arms to the beast, and the beast drew near and embraced her, and lo, her skin of pearl withered beneath his foul breath, and her back was broken by his arms of crushing rock, and with tears of blood she sank into the pool of slime. And from the mouth of this beast there poured armies of men, brandishing swords and fighting one with the other, and they fought with a terrible anger, and they cut off their own limbs and clawed out their own eyes until they fell into the pit of slime, screaming in agony and pain. And I stepped to the edge of the pool and reached down my hand, and I could see the swirling maelstrom of blood, and the men therein trapped like flies in a web. And I spoke in a loud voice, saying, "Brothers, drop your swords and take hold of my hand. Leave off this defiling and desecration of she who has given you thee birth, and he who has given thee thy inheritance. For you the days of buying and selling are over, and over too the days of hunting and killing. For he that leadeth into captivity will go into captivity, and he who kills with the sword must be killed by the sword. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn, because no man buys their merchandise any more. The merchants of gold and silver and precious stones, and of pearls and fine linen and purple dyes, silk and scarlet, marble and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. All these things you cannot buy and sell, for all is buried in a sea of blood. Because you have turned your back on your father and mother, and worship the beast who would build a paradise of stone. Drop thy swords, my brothers. Take hold of my hand." And as our fingers clasped, I saw in the distance a great city, white and shining on the far horizon, glowing alabaster. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were on the earth, so mighty an earthquake, and so great. And the great city was divided into 3 parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and the great city came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine and of the fierceness of his wrath. And we're going to have to stop there. We're out of time. I can't quite finish it all in one part, so I'll do a part 2. But this is from the Essene Book of Revelation. My name is Margot. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. My website is margoshealingcorner.com. And my YouTube channel is Margot's Healing Corner. And until next time, let's pray for peace. Let's pray for enlightenment. Let's pray for safety. Let's pray to be guided by God and Jesus and the angels. And if you haven't gotten right with Jesus, now might be a good time. And until next time, God bless and take care. Goodbye.